When I was in college, I noticed that one day that I did not have an umbrella. So when I went to the grocery store on my way out and I saw these huge umbrellas and a giant stack over by the door, I grabbed one because that's what I do. When I see an impulse buy, I tend to impulsively buy it. So I see these giant umbrellas and I picked one for myself, and it was tan and brown and had a black handle. And a few days later, I checked the weather, and to my delight, I noticed that I will encounter rain that afternoon. So I packed my jacket, I packed my shoes, well, I wore my shoes, I packed my long pants, and I, most of all, I packed that umbrella. And I got on the bus from my apartment to go to campus. Now, I was, at that point, a junior or senior. And when you're an upperclassman, you tend to stay on campus all day because you take a lot of classes, or at least I did. And so I noticed that I was packing for the weather that afternoon, but I get on the bus, and on my way to the bus, I look up at the sky, and it's bright blue and totally clear, not a cloud in the sky. And so I get on the bus, and I see all these people who are evidently not going to be on campus all day, or they didn't check the weather, because everybody's wearing flip-flops and shorts. And I felt like a jerk because I was packed for a monsoon, and I was carrying all these things, especially including my giant umbrella, and I had to muscle my way over to a nearby seat, narrowly sort of in between two people in their shorts and their flip-flops. And excuse me, I have to sit down. Excuse me, sorry, my umbrella, I'm sorry, but it's probably going to rain. Sorry, even though it's clear. So I get off the bus later, and eventually I go to class, and the last class, when I come out, I come down the stairwell inside the building, and I approach the glass doors to leave, and there's a giant crowd of people inside the building at the glass doors staring outside, and they're all wearing shorts and flip-flops, and outside it is pouring down rain, and all these people are just looking at each other and looking outside like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I'm wearing flip-flops. I can't go outside in that. And I'm going, excuse me, I have to get through here. I'm about to go outside. I have a giant umbrella. I need to get out of here. And I muscle my way through, and eventually I get outside, and like a hero, I shoo, open that umbrella, and it just covers me like an eclipse. But the arms of the umbrella are so wide that, to the best of my explanation, they carried a lot more torque with the downward force of the rain. They could bend more easily because there's more umbrella to be caught by the rain, and it wasn't augmented by a stronger aluminum alloy steel or anything. It was the same flimsy metal that was in the small umbrella bin, but I just happened to catch the bigger target when I chose a bigger umbrella. And the rain began to bend this umbrella. It molded around my body as the arms lowered under the force of the rain and began to wrap and twist around my body. When I got to my next class and I closed this umbrella, it was a twisted, mangled, deformed piece of machinery. And I had to toss it. And I knew that the next time I bought an umbrella, I would get a small umbrella. That's the story of my one-time use umbrella.